We don't normally think of aeroplanes as the most perfect place for meditation with all the noise, vibration, activity going on around us. Nevertheless, we can, with just a few simple instructions, allow our minds to settle down and come to a state of quiet and rest. So for this exercise, just sit back, recline your seat if you want to. If you have some eye shades, you might want to put them on. People will just think you're sleeping. If you don't, then just simply close your eyes. And then become aware of the sounds around you. There's probably lots of sounds going on. There's the sounds of the plane itself, maybe the engine noise, air conditioning, sounds of other people talking, moving around, maybe the attendants wheeling trolleys down, serving people. Just notice all of these sounds. Often we think sounds are going to be a barrier to meditation, but they needn't be at all. It's not so much the sounds that are the problem, it's the fact that we resist them, the fact that we wish they weren't there. That's what disturbs our meditation. So for now, just accept them all. And we do that just by listening to them, acknowledging them. And as you do this, you may hear sounds you hadn't even noticed before. So just take a minute or two just to include all the sounds. And also notice the vibrations. Planes aren't still places. There's a lot of vibration going on, the vibration from the engines, just from the plane flying through the air sometimes, people moving around. Notice those sensations. Just allow them to be there. The important thing is just to notice them, acknowledge them. And now turn your attention to your body itself. Notice the various feelings in the body that are there anyway. First of all, just notice the points of contact your body makes with the world around. The sensations in your feet against the floor. Just noticing what it feels like, maybe a sense of pressure, something else, but just how it feels in your feet as they rest against the floor. And notice the sensations of sitting on the cushion. Again, just how that feels, what the actual sensations are like. These are all sensations that are there anyway. We're just pausing to notice them. And again, the sensations of leaning against the back of your seat. And perhaps even the sensations of your head against the headrest. We're just noticing them as they are. And if as you do this, you want to adjust your position a bit to make yourself more comfortable, that's absolutely fine. And notice the touch of your clothes against the skin. Just notice the various points where you feel that. All of this is just bringing you more into contact with the experiences that are already there in the body. The sensations in the hands. They may be touching each other or resting on your lap. Just noticing the feelings as they are. And notice any tensions there may be in the body. Often we hold tension in the shoulders or the neck or the jaw or sometimes in the abdomen. If you notice any tightness anywhere, just be aware of it. Notice how it feels. Allow the experience in. Often as you do that, it will begin to soften of its own accord, or your body may adjust itself just to relieve that tension. And you can help that just by imagining that area of the body becoming softer. Just letting go of it. And now become aware of your breath. Just the normal, natural processing of breathing as it is. Not trying to do anything to the breath, make it any particular way, not trying to change it. Just noticing the actual sensations of breathing. It may be the feeling of the chest rising and falling, of your abdomen moving, or it may be the feeling of the air in the nostrils. It doesn't matter what it is, just notice how it feels to you to be breathing. The breath is something we can become interested in, curious about. It's always changing. There's the in-breath, and there's the out-breath. You can notice the different feelings from breathing in and from breathing out. And sometimes you notice how one breath is different from another. We're not trying to focus on the breath, not trying to concentrate or hold the attention there. We're just experiencing it as it is. And you'll notice from time to time your mind wanders off on thoughts. Maybe thoughts triggered by what's going on around you, things in your mind anyway. It doesn't matter. And it's completely normal. It happens to everybody. It's the nature of the mind to think. All that we do in this practice is when you notice you've been thinking, you just gently turn the attention back to the experience of the breath. Again, not trying to hold the attention there or focus on the breath, just becoming aware of it with that innocent curiosity. How does it feel to be breathing? And a bit later you'll find your mind has wandered again. Don't blame yourself or think you've gone wrong. Just gently come back to the breath. So this practice is just coming back to the experience of what is. To experiencing the breath as it is. just coming back to the experience of the breath in this moment. Noticing the feeling of breathing. And I'll allow you to continue in this way for a while, just gently bringing the attention back to the breath whenever you realize you've wandered off. But without any effort, let the whole process be totally easy, not trying to get anywhere, not trying to attain any state of consciousness, not trying to make anything happen, and not trying to stop anything happening. And now gently come out of the meditation. But do this very slowly and easily. First, you might want to take a deeper breath as we move back into more active mode. You might want to flex your fingers, wiggle your toes a bit. And when you feel ready, but only when you feel ready, just gently open your eyes and come back to experiencing the surroundings around you. Just gently open your eyes. But don't rush to get up or move back into activity too fast. You might want to take a while just to sit here and enjoy the effects of the meditation. And if you found you went to sleep during the practice, that's fine. That probably just means you were tired and your body was taking the opportunity to have a nap. If you did go to sleep, then you may want to do this practice again a bit later so as to enjoy the full effects.